It's great to be back with you. We have another GoldSeek.com Radio Gold Nugget segment lined up today with the head of GATA, Bill Murphy. Well, Bill Murphy is at the helm of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, with Chris Powell working on behalf of investors around the globe, exposing the powers that be that are behind the scenes, manipulating the markets. Welcome back, Bill Murphy.
Great to be here, Chris. Thank you.
Everyone by now knows that you hail from Dallas, Ground Zero, the first contact point in the United States for a confirmed Ebola case. And maybe before we get into the metals, let's talk about this and what you're hearing. You know, I've read several reports today alone that say that 18 people now are officially being monitored. There are some quarantines already underway. And apparently one of the people who came back from one of the infected nations had carried an infected patient. They walked around the streets of Dallas for 4 days while actively infected with Ebola. Can you tell us more?
Well, you pretty much got it. There's a lot of hype about it, right? Kind of ironic to me because I was just talking about it the day before with some people that are pretty knowledgeable, some doctors, about some of this sort of thing and what could happen. And the next day, the first case comes out in Dallas, of all places, out of nowhere. So obviously getting a lot of grief about that. It's only about 3 or 4 miles from me. But right now, you know, you just have to respect what's going on. And, yes, it could be something and terrible. But and, of course, will we ever know if things do get worse because of what we've learned from how things operate. But the point is, it is what it is, and the great medical people around here, maybe the best of anywhere around in terms of totality. So they know what they're doing, and unless it's something we can't imagine, they should get it under control.
You know, Bill, I have two perspectives on this. This fear-mongering, for instance, with the bird flu and the swine flu and SARS and so many of these others that, and that's not to say they're not important, but it all fizzled out in the end. You know, we're not officially a third-world nation, at least not yet. I mean, we have solid sanitation and we have very strong healthcare system, at least again for now. That's the caveat. We have that going for us. But there's another side to this story that does, I think, warrant some concern. And that is that, you know, the extremely high death rate, you know, 50 to 70%, and the ease of transmission. And also the UN put out an interesting warning, and I think the CDC as well, that there's a very strong likelihood that this virus could mutate and become airborne like a flu. Last night, I issued a warning to my subscribers I'd been itching to for weeks. But I thought, you know, we really need to wait until there's a confirmed case here in the U.S. And I said, look, I've found a disposable elastic Tyvek suit, coverall suit that they use to keep out viruses. It's only $6.99. Take care of your family with booties, gloves, masks, and everything for about $30, $40. And Bill, it shot up from last night when I first issued it to my subscribers. It's up by 70% today. Went from $6.99, it's close to 50, 60% to over $10. Just to give you an idea on how fast people are waking up to the fact that maybe we should take some steps, some precautions.
It's also the capitalistic system. Make hay while the sun shines or something like that.
Well, let's talk about some potential scenarios. For instance, we're seeing the economy break down in the nations where this has been a big problem. And again, they don't have all the resources in place that we do, medical teams and whatnot. But just hypothetically, you know, we're seeing runaway inflation already take off in one of the harder hit nations that's managed the disease quite well. 13% inflation in Liberia, if I read the story correctly. The president has said, look, it's destroying our economy. People are afraid to go shopping. They're afraid to answer the door for delivery people. Could you see how something like this could snowball, create a chain reaction? What do you think?
Well, sure it could, and, you know, God forbid that would happen. But what is far more likely, or realistic, at least at this point, from what we know, is that this could get into the mining areas in terms of being able to mine gold in Africa. So that could be a big deal if all of a sudden it gets worse there, and let's hope it doesn't. Some of these mining operations may all have to shut down. You know, you're talking about, you know, right now things are precarious as it is in terms of mining, but that could be a big deal if that ever occurs.
A lot of the mining operations, although they are in peripheral nations, in third world countries, and they may not have the health standards in some cases, the sanitation requirements that we would expect in other countries. So this is definitely going to spread. If it's in the United States, it's going to spread all over the world. And if that's the case, some other nations outside of these two continents, I mean, it could affect the whole world. If it ever reached South Africa, I don't think it's down there yet.
But even think of Ashanti, the old Ashanti, and other people. There's some gold operations in these countries, and so it doesn't even have to get to South Africa.
I'm just thinking in terms of how this could impact the markets, because, you know, we're already seeing the stock market react violently. I'm not going to say it's directly tied to this story, but I'm sure there's some aspects of it that are, once again, we would never expect full scale, probably chaos or panic. Don't want to be a fear monger, but at the same time, what if markets did have to shut down for a few weeks or months, circa 9/11? You know, that occurred just 14 years ago. What if, you know, a grocery store shelves were going to be emptied for a few days, weeks, or dare I say months? This presents a situation where ATMs might stop working, Hurricane Katrina and other recent events, and maybe even banks would shut their doors because, well, bodily fluids can be transmitted via cash, and nobody has more cash on hand than a bank or a grocery store. ATM machines, you know, your card gets swiped. Well, who swiped the last card? These are going to be some of the issues that are going to be racing through people's heads, and I can't think of a better way to insulate yourself from that than having some sound money. What do you think?
I'm going to be speaking at the New Orleans Investment Conference in 3 weeks, and if I show up in one of those suits that you were talking about, then you know there's a big problem.
You know, the irony is I just read an article that said New Orleans is taking major steps, Louisiana right now, because, you know, they're right next door to Dallas, so via the highway. So, I mean, it's something to keep in mind, but hopefully they'll contain this, as I'm sure they will. But there are some interesting models, that computer models, that have shown how they expect, some of the experts expect it to spread. You know, just one of those things where I would certainly rather have a pile of, gold and silver coins and bullion and things like that over potentially infected greenbacks and currency, you know, in a safe or something like that. Bill Murphy, anything else on your radar screen that you'd like to share with the listeners today?
Yeah, actually there is something, because it's historic and extraordinary, and something I've been on top of for a while. I mean, it doesn't take Einstein to do it, but something is very wrong in the silver market, in the sense of there are two things to bring to your listeners' attention. One is the open interest is just about at historic highs, while gold is not far from five-year lows. And normally when a market tanks like silver has been and goes below the cost of production, and for many producers, not some of them, but most of them, the open interest collapses, the spec longs get out, the shorts cover, it goes down, it languishes, and it goes blah. It's just the opposite. I've never seen this before in 40 years, so I'm not making this statement lightly, and that while silver has been going down, the open interest has been going up and up and up, and it's bizarre, and it's to me it suggests something is very wrong. And to add to that, the access market opens at 6 o'clock New York time after COMEX closes at 1:30 officially, and the last 112 times that it's done that, it's opened up lower 108. Silver has been going down and down and acted as the worst market ever. That cannot happen remotely close to any market that's free, or something isn't terribly wrong, or they're doing something. For me, the bottom line, I mean, it's not even remotely close to any market in history that's done that. It just can't happen. And I think it's like 58 days in a row it's opened lower. 58 days. Tells me that something is very wrong out there. The gold cartel, as we call them, is petrified of something, and I don't know how low they're going to be able to take this, but whatever they're trying to do, but the longs, and some people say, well, they won't get out like normally is done. Some people say it's the Chinese. I don't know. But I know this. I'm pretty sure of this. Whenever this carnage or whatever they're doing, and something is very wrong behind the scenes for, quote, them to do this, this market is going to go when this blows up, and because these warning signs, like you're talking about Ebola earlier, you're talking about warning signs here that something is very, very wrong. And whether it's somebody taking delivery or somebody, the longs finally shutting the door on the shorts because they don't have it, to maintain a big move up? I don't know, but I can tell you these two things. In 40 years of trading, I've never seen anything like it.
Take a look at the gold-to-silver ratio. Makes silver a screaming buy relative to the yellow metal. Certainly some of the hedge funds and the institutions out there are going to start to recognize this is a time to cover the gold shorts and go heavily long silver. So at some point, there's got to be a big bid, a big floor that comes in. Think of the opportunity. I mean, if people could just turn off the talking heads, you know, go play golf or go for a hike or something and go for a ride and forget about the hype and think to themselves, we're going to see a gold to silver ratio of 20 to 1, 30 to 1, maybe even 15 to 1. And forget what it's going to be at next week, next month, or even next year. Big opportunity here. Anything else you want to share with us?
No, just to finish up on that, I think because of what's happened, when the move happens and silver takes out 22 an ounce, the move up will be violent, going to be explosive, and will be probably more explosive, should be much more explosive than even it was at the beginning of 2011. When it went up to $50 again. So you're absolutely correct. Now's the time to be jumping on board. I mean, you're talking about risk of a buck or two when the upside of, I don't know, $100. When do you ever get an opportunity like that? Now, is there more pain we have to go through? Who knows? Nobody knows, because all the bulls have been wrong so far, at least, especially in September, the most penetrating month, intense month of the gold cartel activity I've ever seen in 16 years. So it's leading to something spectacular. So now, and you're correct, now's the time to get on board if you're not on board yet, or add to positions.
And the only caveat, of course, and proviso would be avoid margin like the plague, because we don't know. They have a bottomless pit of money. They have endless pockets full of digital currency that they can throw around and leverage that would, you know, the dreams of avarice. So,
but Chris, really, one thing, you're absolutely correct. But I think about it, this is what's blowing me away. Like, who are these guys? The Butch Cassidy movie and the Sundance Kid.
We've watched these markets for so long. I mean, we have the luxury of recognizing that the sun will rise, you know, eventually. It's almost like we're living in Alaska, above the Arctic Circle, you know, Scandinavia or something. I mean, it's
these in the wintertime.
Yeah, it's endless nighttime. But we know that eventually there will be the aurora borealis, you know, and that's coming. And what I think is going to be interesting is when you just can't procure it at any price. I shouldn't say any price. There will always be gold and silver on eBay. But when you're starting to see this disconnect again, you know, $25, $30 silver, and you're really paying $75, $85, $100 just to get a bar of it, if you can find it. But I think those days are coming.
That's what I'm trying to point out by this historic activity, what's occurring right now. It's leading, so it's not just guesswork. These things don't happen. Something's very wrong.
I'm going to give you the last word on that one. Bill Murphy, we thank you.
Great to be here, Chris. Thank you.